For years, Santa Rosa has used extensive irrigation of fields in the Santa Rosa Plain to draw down its stores of treated wastewater, especially during dry seasons when they are not permitted to discharge it into the Laguna or the Russian River. To expand that program, the city recently began a pilot project piping the recycled or reclaimed water into selected urban landscaping and parklands. However, wastewater watchdog Brenda Edelman, founder of the Russian River Watershed Protection Committee, says the initial implementation of that expansion has some problems.
In early December, I was across from the Finley Center, which is one of the areas that's irrigated, and I saw these sprayers all over the place, and I was pretty certain that was wastewater. And one of the sprays was just turned directly into the street, and that's totally against the rules.
So she returned later to document what she had seen.
I went back five times between December 15th or 16th and January 9th and didn't see actual spray up and down Stony Point. But what I saw was evidence of irrigation runoff all over the place.
The problem, Edelman explains, is that the reclaimed water is tightly regulated by the state, in part because of the trace amounts of complex chemicals the current wastewater treatment process cannot capture.
It's true that they clean it up to a certain extent, but there's so many chemicals that we use that we discharge into our sewer system that are unregulated. There's like 80,000 chemicals on the market, and there's 125 that are regulated of that 80,000, and no one knows how they interact with one another.
Among the unregulated compounds are chemotherapy drugs and other prescription medicines and household solvents and cleaners. And when that treated water flows overland into local creeks, Edelman adds, it picks up other unwanted things along the way, too.
It's not just what's in the wastewater. It's what it carries with it that people put on their lawns and their vegetation, including soil amendments and pesticides and herbicides. And that all runs off into the waterway at a time when flows are really low and there's minimal dilution factor. So there's this bioaccumulation of these chemicals, and the aquatic life that the fish depend on and the fish themselves can be very sensitive to this.
When that water is fed into sprinkler systems in a densely populated urban area, Edelman says, there is a much greater chance of people coming into direct contact with it. And that is a violation of the city's permits.
The runoff I saw was really outrageous because I saw ponding at a bus stop. I saw water dripping from benches at bus stops that I know was wastewater, things that people should not be coming in direct contact with.
Edelman has documented and shared her concerns with the Regional Water Quality Control Board. Private discussions between the board, the city, and Edelman's nonprofit are expected to continue this week. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.